Now, I've got another question here. Actually, I think this one's coming my way. Let's have a listen to this.
Hello, Naked Scientists. This is Adil Asad from Seattle, Washington. Here's my question for you. Assuming an average Western life expectancy, what percentage of the atoms we are born with do we die with?
Wow, that's an easy question, isn't it? Richard, what do you think? I mean, just ask you for your sort of speculation.
It's that great philosophical question, isn't it? That if we regenerate our cells, are we still us anymore? It's the question you could apply to the Flying Scotsman, for example, to bring it around to trains. So the Flying Scotsman locomotive, built in the 30s, rebuilt so many times, completely rebuilt recently. Is it still the same engine as was originally built? Because so many pieces have been replaced.
In that great comedy, Fools and Horses, I remember Trigger saying, he shows Del Boy his broom and says, "This is my great-grandfather's broom." And Rodney goes, "What, the real one?" And he says, "Well, it's had one or two new handles and heads since then. But yeah, it's the original room." Danny, you want to speculate how many of your atoms are the ones you were born with?
I killed a lot of mine off my first few years of university, I think. But I think what you were saying about the brain, about the accounting for about, was it 5% of your weight and the your eyes and all that, I'd say about 3%.
So we got a 3% from Danny. Tim, any thoughts?
I think it has to be a low percentage. I mean, we know that quite a few different cells die and then you replace those cells, and this happens at different sort of rates throughout your body, and I think this happens for most of your cells. So by the time you're dead, I'm thinking you've replaced quite a few of them.
I think it's actually quite a difficult one to know the precise answer to this, but the sort of making it into the simplest question possible, you could argue, well, how much does a newborn baby weigh? About 7.5 pounds, or a new money, 3.5 kilo or so. How much does the average adult human weigh? 70 kilo. Therefore, your birth weight as a proportion of your grown adult weight is 3.5 divided by 70 times 100. That means you weigh about 5% at birth of what you will as an adult. Therefore, if you're growing from 5% to your full size, only 5% of the atoms in your body can, by definition, be the ones you're born with. Therefore, the answer to this question cannot be more than 5%, I would argue. Therefore, it's got to be less than 5%, but it's not 0%. Now, we know that things like your brain and the nervous system, those cells and some muscle cells are also there for life. Your heart cells, for instance, last you a lifetime. Therefore, the answer probably is, what proportion is the brain of your total body mass? It's a couple of percent. So it's probably somewhere between 2% and 5% of the atoms that you are born with last you a lifetime, because you've got literally cells in your brain that are lasting you a lifetime, and the DNA in those nerve cells, because the cells are not dividing, the DNA in those cells is not being replaced. So I'd say the number's probably close to about 2.5 to 3%. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, I like the way you show your workings there. Very good.
You get marks for that. Yeah, you get marks.
Excellent, very good.